parking tickets from New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. The good news, officials say she won't have to pay once they get all this straightened out. What kind of message do you think God was sending when, in the midst of their wedding, a huge bolt of lightning hit the steeple of the church where Randy Lillard and Suzanne French got married the other day?
Oh.
Happened in Kentucky. The wedding party ran to the basement to put out the fire. Then, firefighters showed up to make sure the steeple wasn't still smoldering. And imagine the inspiration the unemployed got in Bridgeport, Connecticut this week when they called the unemployment office and got this message. The office is closed today because we're all very, very tired. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz. Who's on the phone? Hello?
Hey, Don. It's Mike out in Citrus Heights.
Where are you?
Citrus Heights.
Oh, California, right. Hello.
How soon you forget.
Hello.
Hey, are other people in the country going to be able to get those T-shirts, or is it just for your area?
You know what? That is an excellent idea. I know last year at this time, we were only on like maybe 10 or 11 radio stations.
That's right.
I think what we're going to do is have a 1-800 Visa MasterCard number.
Okay.
And you can call and order the T-shirts from around America.
Yeah, because they're really nice T-shirts.
They're going to be super affordable, just like you see you're on, right?
Well, yeah. Now the T-shirts last year, we sold them for $15.
Oh, that's not bad.
And all the money goes to Children's Hospital. And you should also know this, that we don't sell...
Great cause.
We don't sell any other crap. We don't sell satin jackets or baseball caps or anything else.
And even if you can't make it to the game, these T-shirts are real nice and you'll enjoy them.
Well, maybe you can like take the game on a cross country tour.
Well, the game we're gonna broadcast the game.
Well, I understand.
You'll be able to hear the game,
right?
But just buy the shirts and enjoy. And thank you for your support.
Will do. All right, thank you.
Do appreciate it.
All right,
hold on. Let me see who else is online. Hello, is this a caller for Jeopardy? Don Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, this is Carol from Webster. You were calling me a coward and elusive.
Oh, are you the business manager from Webster?
Yes, I am, from WXXW.
Oh, well, hello. Hey, what's your problem, baby?
Well,
it's the loose cannon on the phone.
What's your problem, baby?
Well, you know, actually, I have to reiterate, I think you guys are a little boring, but you are torturing poor Ron. I mean, this poor guy.
Who's Ron?
Ron's the guy that was on the telephone.
The board op?
Yeah.
Well, listen, I'd have to say we have 2.5 million people around America that don't think we're boring.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know why. I just don't understand. You know, hippity-hop, here comes Bunny. We couldn't be a little more creative than that.
I know what you need.
What?
Something you haven't got for a long time.
Oh, this is what I mean.
I know what you need.
Yeah.
Okay, what? Go ahead.
You know what it is. You know. I summed it up immediately. I found it immediately.
You're going to say it's the Webster water, right?
No, ma'am. Actually, what he's saying is quite different. Is it Carol?
Yes, it's Carol.
Carol, what he's saying is much different. It's something you need that's a lot different than the water.
Let me just say, it would change your attitude.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, maybe if I listen more often, like you said, I wasn't listening. I do listen to you, but every time I turn it on, you guys are ragging on someone. I said, geez, can't they get a little more substance?
Well, listen, you old bat, if you don't like it, don't listen to it.
Oh, no. It's the challenge. You know, I have to see, what are these guys going to think of next?
See, it's irresistible is what you're saying.
You're addicted to our program.
You're addicted and you don't even know it. You don't even know that you're addicted to the show.
You got me.
Yep.
Yeah.
See?
Now I'm really going to... Oh, I'm going to pay dearly at work.
I know what you need. Oh, God, do you need it?
You think so, huh?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm positive. How long do you think it's been?
Someday.
How long? I would say at least 15 years.
I'd say high school.
Yeah, probably high school.
High school.
Thank you very much. You like the description that Ron gave you of me, huh?
And no, perhaps not even high school.
Like?
Perhaps
never?
Perhaps never.
Perhaps never?
It sounds like there's just years and years and years of pent-up tension. Yeah, frustration.
Yes. You sound like you need to have all of that tension relieved.
Yeah.
You know, and that laugh, too. I mean, let's be honest, Carol. Sounds like it belongs on a broom.
Thank you. You guys are just reinstilling what I thought about you.
Of course.
Well, thanks for this stimulating conversation. Maybe I'll be all set now.
And you're addicted. You don't even know it, and you're addicted, Carol.
Keep in mind,
there it is again.
you sent us a fax.
Say goodbye. I'm talking to my cat, by the way.
Okay,
but how many cats you got? 100? How many cats you live with? 100? 200?
Oh, at least, minimum.
Hey, but Carol, one thing.
Yes.
Before you get home tonight?
Yes.
Let Toto out of the basket, okay?
Oh, okay. I'll do that.
All right.
And he'll find tracks right to you guys. Bye. Say goodbye.
She is a career virgin.
Thank you.
She's, you know what? She's a virgin in another life. For goodness sakes.
One of those Shirley MacLaine virgins?
Absolutely.
That's right.
Yeah, I'm listening. I'll let you entertain me if you want to talk some more.
Well, I thought we weren't entertaining. I thought that was the whole point of your facts.
See, you know we're entertaining, Carol. You know it's entertaining.
And you listen to the show all the time.
No.
Yes, you do.
Only when I have to. It's piped out of the whole building. Everybody loves
yes,
you.
Yes, I know. Listen, we are irresistible. Mike and I are about to conquer the world. You might as well just assimilate.
Yeah, but it's all... why is it all the men that like you all the time? You know, at work, it's the men. You
at
go
work,
out on the street, it's the men that
at
like you.
Work.
What is this?
We have lots of ladies that like our show.
Huh?
See, the difference is, the ladies that like our show, they've all experienced something that you haven't.
Is that right?
Yes.
And they're not all uptight worrying about a house falling on them like you are.
Whoa!
With your striped pants.
Oh, boy.
those knickers that you wore in that
That's
movie.
Right. Do you drive to work every day, or is it just a big cloud of green smoke show up in the lobby?
I fly my broom.
Yeah, of course. All right, Carol. Listen, we like having good relationships with all the people that work at our radio stations.
Yes.
We do.
Yes, okay.
We do.
Well, I didn't say you guys were bad. I just said you weren't entertaining me.
Well, that's saying we're bad.
No.
A man has never entertained you, has he? There's never been a man who could entertain you, is there, Carol?
Oh, you're terrible.
The Great Wall of China.
Yes.
That wall's never coming down.
Well, hey, you never know, right?
Well, maybe you can start now, brick by brick.
How many bricks in the Wall of China?
In your Wall of China?
Oh, man.
Millions and billions.
Wow, those bricks have moss on them.
I have to be wrong. You're making me laugh.
See?
All right, I concede.
All right.
You win. I'll see you one more time.
All right, I'll give you anything. All right, hey, this is for you.
It really makes me sick to have to grow up to be a woman.
That's right.
Give it up, girl.
There you go. That's for you.
I'm the kind of gal who likes to live on the edge.
That's you, Carol.
Carol.
Thank you.
All right,
Carol,
goodbye.
The meanest lady at our station in Webster.
Thank you.
Never fax us again, Carol.
Okay.
Bye. Goodbye. Hang up now.
I am. Goodbye.
Hang up, Carol.
Bye.
Hang up. There she goes.
Pedaling furiously, trying to keep the dog in that basket.
She got all those monkeys, all those flying monkeys coming around.
They got her. That's why everybody backs down in Webster, because the monkeys got her.
I'll get you, my pretty.
And your little dog, too.
We'll be right back.
This should be played at high volume.
The Don and Mike Show.
Preferably in a residential area.
Cars. Hello, Sherry.
Hi, Don and Mike. On the Beltway, Inner Loop, very... I'm Sherry Licker, Metro Traffic Control for WJFK.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara. WJFK.
Hey, ladies, it's funnier if you listen naked. The Don and Mike Show.
Thank you for listening in Mobile, Alabama, 105.5 FM, WNSP in Long Island, New York, WGBB. Now enjoying all 4 hours of the story show in glorious mono and right here in Washington, D.C. on 106.7 WJFK. Happy Easter. Happy Passover. Whatever it is that you're celebrating, we'll play Jeopardy here in a second. Radio's Buzz Burbank will have news. The toe-tapping touch tones also. And still no word from Skippy.
No,
you know, I thought he might call in, but I get maybe he's had the phone privileges totally taken away from him with the Holiday Inn.
Yeah, he can't. They're mad at him. They shut his phone off.
We never heard from Mark Price back today. We have not, as of this moment, gotten to the author of The Joy of Uncircumcising.
Oh, no.
Let's just place a quick call real fast. We'll get right to Jeopardy to the National Organization of Restoring Men. Let's just make sure that they're in business, and then we'll call them on next week's show.
Let's do it.
Here we go, real fast.
Because we've been talking about this all week, and we want to find out exactly what the thing's all about. The thing.
The wet thing, as my mom and dad would call it. Does your wet thing hurt? And the other side was the coolie. Your ass was your coolie.
We call it Fanny in my house. Fanny and Tinkle. You're Fanny and you're Tinkle.
I'm Fanny.
And I'm Tinkle.
Good morning. Woo! Get your butt out of bed, baby.
Hello, this is Norm, the National Organization of Restoring Men.
See?
Recap. As well as RWK Associates. Mm-hmm. We're not here right now. If you wish a Norm information packet, please leave your name, address, spell them.
We can leave one for Ken here, and then we can call him on next week's show.
If you want to talk to Wayne, please call between 1700 and 2200 hours Pacific
Roger.
Time.
Roger.
Captain Quigg here.
If you want a return call outside of the Bay Area,
Quigg.
It will be placed to collect. Please leave your message.
Military time, man.
And do make it a good day.
H2O game.
Yes, hello. My name is Ken Stevens. I would like to uncircumcise myself. I have the duct tape. I have the time. I work for Infinity Broadcasting, and my phone number is area code 703-691-1900. Please help me. All right, we'll call him on Monday.
I need help.
And we also have not had time to get to the Wheezy 1-900 psychic line. Of course, lovable Wheezy from the Jeffersons.
Whoa.
You know, the Jeffersons are going to be celebrating their 20th anniversary. They're having a Jeffersons reunion.
Oh, that's overdue.
And just another reason I got to debate Angus about TV. We need our Jeffersons reunion. So we'll do that next week. Also, right. The Wheezy 1-900 psychic line.
It's game time now on JFK with cash for you. It's time for Don and Mike to play.
Low budget Jeopardy. But first, let's open the door and see which of Mike's iconic personality will be the announcer for today's game on Low Budget Jeopardy.
Hello there. It's Buddy Terrell from.
Hi,
Oh, geez.
Hi.
I'm a little confused. They said that I was supposed to come in here and do the show.
Yes.
What type of show are we talking about? I've been here before, right?
We do a talk show. Yes. Okay, it's the Don and Mike show. I'm Don Geronimo.
Let me just get comfortable in this seat. I got a few problems I'm dealing with here. A couple of sores. I'm sorry. I got a couple of sores.
Bed sores?
Yeah, not bed sores. They're just sores. I've had a problem with them all my life. You know, even when I was doing a show, you know me from the Dick Van Dyke Show, don't you?
Maybe this will help you. Here's a clip of you, Maury Amsterdam, Buddy Sorrell.
Okay.
From the Dick Van Dyke Show.
Okay, let's see if I can remember this. Let me see.
Sally.
Oh, I know that. Yeah. I think so.
Hey, darling. How much longer do you figure to be working?
Until we get an idea, honey.
That's right. We'll be here from 10 to 12 years.
Ah, that's a road.
Yeah, Rob had opened his big mouth and say we'd write a show for
hours. We could have all been resting.
That's true. We could have all been resting.
Yeah, that's it. We could have all been resting.
I remember that.
Yeah, I remember now. That's it. That's what I'm tracking.
I got it. An original idea.
Yeah?
What's the one thing that's never been done on television?
You can't do that on television.
Yeah, that was my line. That
good
was
line.
My line. Yeah,
good
that was,
line, buddy.
That was funny.
Good job.
Hey, they wrote a good one for me.
What is the one thing that's never been done on television?
What's that?
Radio. Yeah, radio.
Yeah.
You want to do radio on television?
Oh, she was hot.
I say.
What a great voice. What a sexy
radio
voice.
Performer. We can build the whole show around him.
Oh. People today couldn't care less about the radio personality.
Listen to her. Wasn't she terrific?
Always talking about some radio stars I never something. Heard of.
Rose Marie.
Oh, no. You can't tell
still
me
is, still
would
is.
Love to see
still is.
The Mad know. Russian again.
What was that at the end there? What's the you put your names on it.
Yes, that was
wait a minute,
jingle.
I know where. This is a Don and Mike show.
You got it.
Westwood One Radio Network.
Hello, buddy.
Yeah, you're on a network, right?
Right.
Yeah, you're Don?
Right.
That's Buzz.
Right. Yes.
That's Jerry.
Yeah.
Hey.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Hello there. It's a moment of clarity.
Hello there. It's Buddy Terrell.
Hey,
how
buddy.
You doing?
How
that's
are
great.
You?
It's good to see you. How you doing? How
you're
you doing,
looking
Rob?
Great.
Incoming.
Oh, gee.
Uh-oh.
Oh, dear. Buzz, why'd you have to say that?
I things were going so well, I just had to.
You're not going to take me alive, for God's sake. So, I'm never getting out of this damn
it's
foxhole.
Okay, buddy. Buddy,
I'm
was,
never getting out of this foxhole again. You can't take me alive.
Buddy.
Hey, Germans. Those crouch.
Just
somebody
a joke.
Shoot those crouch.
I was just
get
kidding.
The crouch, get
buddy.
The crouch, yeah.
Hey, buddy.
Yo.
Buddy.
Hello.
Buddy, come on up here now. You're in the radio show.
I'm not coming up anywhere. They're all sorts of. They're going to come in
no,
after me.
It's
I
okay.
I got a bayonet down here. I might be out of ammo, but boy, oh boy.
Come on up here.
It's clear. All clear.
All clear.
You sure?
No yeah. incoming.
You're positive.
Positive.
There's no doubt about it.
Come on up, buddy. Come on back up. He has these flashbacks.
All right.
Hey, buddy.
I think I ruptured myself.
Buddy?
Yeah. Okay, I'm coming up.
Sprechen Sie Deutsch?
Oh, uh-oh. You're a German. No, you're not. You're gone.
Yeah.
That's Buzz and that's Sherry.
You got it.
Oh, jeez. I thought the Germans were going to come on. I
now,
got
buddy,
this problem here.
Buddy, I know you served in Vietnam. I know you served in Korea. I know you served in WW2. Were you in WW1?
WW2.
It was WW2. Two. What?
WW2.
Wow. Two.
It was two, and then then I was honorary for all the other wars.
Oh.
Yeah, honorary. Decorated, you know, supported USO tours, that type of thing. Yeah. But the only one I was really in was the WW2, the big one, you know.
The one with the Nazis.
That's right. And, you know, the thing about it is, I like,
What? Oh, dear.
What do you like?
Well,
What do you like?
Ice cream?
I'm kind of confused.
You like ice cream?
I'm kind of confused right now.
Why are you confused?
I don't know. I'm not quite sure who you are. I know. I know we're talking into microphones, but this is Fred Waring?
No.
Who are you?
My name is Douglas MacArthur.
Douglas MacArthur. No, you're not.
I shall return.
No, you're not wearing that. All right. Your name is. Now cut it out. You're laughing, and you're gonna get me irritated.
My name is Dieter Erwin Rommel.
Your name's Don. You're Don.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's Don.
And that's Buzz.
Right.
That's
right.
And that's Sherry.
Right. Absolutely.
There we go. And this is the Don and Mike show.
Beautiful. You got it.
Perfect. We're all set.
You
now.
Got it. So listen.
That's great. Hey, I like that tape you played with Rose. God, I can't tell you how much fun we had on that show. That was she was something. She really was. She liked to rest. We could have all been resting.
She held up well.
Oh, she did. She still does. You know, we still. Excuse me a second.
Now, are those real teeth or those caps?
That was just saliva that I had. No,
are these dentures?
These are dentures that I have.
Dentures.
You want me to take them out for you?
Pop them out.
I couldn't
tell.
Here you go.
Pop them out.
Here we go.
Oh.
They are.
Pop them out.
Mm. All right. There we go. There we are. Ah! Yeah, you like it? Your dentures?
What?
You like how your dentures?
What, buddy?
I can't talk really clear with the dentures. I gotta put them back on.
Put them back in.
I'll put them back in.
Yeah. Hey, buddy.
Here we go.
Sprechen Sie Deutsch.
Oh, you're not German. I'm with it now. I'm lucid. Here we go.
He's lucid, he said.
Pop your teeth back in. You know, very sad to see a former television star, one of my real idols when I was a kid. I loved Maury Amsterdam.
Oh,
I loved Buddy Zero. Kind of sad to see him in this declining fashion.
Did you choke on a tooth, buddy?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-oh.
I think he's got a bicuspid stuck in his throat.
Oh, no.
I just swallowed one of my insides.
It'll pass.
I'll be okay. It's great. This is now. Wait a minute. Here, I got it all together now. If you just give me a second, I'll get it all straight.
All right.
We got the Dynamite Show. This is correct. Buddy Sherrill. I came in to host the low budget Jeopardy thing. We're gonna do that. You get a couple of people to call in, and that's it. That's the way it works. I got it now. I'll be good for another half hour.
Okay.
I'm sure everything's gonna be. Your producer's name is Diana. You got a guy on here that's called Rob A.
You are so lucid.
You got another fella out there named Charlie who works out there.
Very
big
good.
Fella, bald, shaved head, and another fella named Charlie, skinny fella, had kind of a rooster cut,
right.
And his name is Charles Broyhill.
Perfect.
You got a general manager named Ken Stevens.
Wow, you know everything.
Sharp as a tack.
Let me see, your wife's name Frida, your son's name Bart.
How do you know all this?
I've been listening to the show for a long time there. I'm all set. We're all set. We're all ready to go. We're ready to rock and roll.
Okay.
Hello there.
Beautiful. Well,
hello there.
Then let's play the game. Call 1-800-636-1067. We'll take the first two callers, play Low Budget Jeopardy. What?
I'm not taking that physical. You're not making me, doctor. I'll tell you right now, there's no way. There's no way! Get your hands off me!
I'm not touching
stop
you.
Stop the spiders!
No one's
stop there the spiders!
No spiders on you.
Creepers, stop the spiders!
No
oh,
spiders
for God's
on
sake,
you.
They're all over me!
This is
they're
sad.
All over me!
You are seeing a man disintegrate.
Okay. Yeah, Don. What can we do for you?
What about the spiders?
What spiders? What are you talking about?
You just said you're covered with spiders.
Get out of here. You're just you're a crazy kid.
No.
I know. You're a funny guy. You're a funny man. You're a little blue sometimes.
You just said.
Can I tell you something about that?
Yeah.
And let me just get it out of the way. I just want to get something off my chest here.
Yeah.
You know, on a Dick Van Dyke show, we never had to resort to that blue stuff that you guys do.
Yeah.
I listened to the program earlier today, and you were calling. I don't even want to say the word, but it means breaking wind. And there's a name for it.
Farting?
There you go. There you go. There you can talk about something like that without having to use the word. It's a disgusting word. I find it very... That too. Just talk about it. You can use, you know, innuendo. You trawl out this filth. You trawl out the filth. And
come
I
on,
just
buddy.
Said, oh,
farts
come on.
Are funny.
Ah, well. Oh, yeah. You got me there.
Wait till I get to the big ones. Wait a minute.
Hold
on. Yeah,
one.
Come on. Hold on. The wet one's next, I think.
No?
Let me try one. Come on.
Okay,
come on.
Go
here
ahead,
we go.
Ass.
Oh,
there you go.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear God.
Oh my.
That's super. I just wish you'd clean up your act a little bit. You know, if you could work a little cleaner, you'd be a lot bigger.
You know, I read that Jerry Lewis said the same thing about Jim Carrey.
Oh, yeah.
He's cutting 20 years off his career by being so blue.
Well, don't worry about Lewis. That psychopath. You don't have to worry about him, you know. Yeah, Mr. Broadway now. Yeah, he thinks he's
damn Yankees, right?
Yeah, he thinks he's so hot. He was nothing. I remember when he was nothing. Just a smart ass.
Yeah.
I said a blue word.
There you go.
I said a blue word.
You did.
Oh, may I be struck down by lightning for saying that blue
word.
there's you got me laughing. You're playing that sound and a breaking wind, and I guess you got a point there, you know.
All right, well,
you work awfully blue, though, both you guys do.
Let's break for commercials.
Makes me sick to my
we'll come back with Buddy Sorrell, who apparently is more lucid than he's been in his last five
you don't
or
like
six
it, do you, sweetheart? You don't like all that blue, that locker room talk here?
I actually kind of enjoy it, buddy.
Okay, all right. Well, I'm getting old. I guess I just can't track with the youngsters today, but it just I'll tell you, I agree with that lady you had on a few moments ago, the one
lady
from Massachusetts.
She was,
you know, you're a little rough on her, you know, and that guy, that postmaster, I heard that, too. Yeah, you ripped him apart. Here you go. Here's your formula for success, okay?
Yeah, okay.
You want to listen to me.
Okay.
Don't work blue.
Yeah.
You know, cut out the locker room stuff.
Right.
And then, you know, treat people a little bit nicer. That's that. You do that, it's a winning formula. You do that, you know. If Dick was always nice to people. Excuse me. That wasn't a sound effect. But I just, we'll get along a lot better if you do
all
that.
Right.
No blue, and don't say the dirty words, and I'll be all set, okay?
Okay, ready.
Thank you, police officer.
Excuse me?
Officer, I'm sorry.
You were speeding.
Huh?
You were speeding.
I wasn't. I was doing the speed limit. I was doing fine. Get him off of me! Spiders off of
there's
me!
There's no spiders on you. All
coming.
Right.
Oh, God, help me, please.
Buddy Sorrell, every time I think he's getting better, something happens.
Hey, that nice-looking fella. How you doing? That's a heck of a mustache, man. That looks like an armpit. That's an amazing thing. Hey, scary looking eyes on that.
That's
fella
a picture of another.
Whose
one?
Picture is this?
Captain Queeg.
Captain Queeg.
He does a disc jockey show here on our station.
What do you call it? A Captain Queeg show?
Yeah. You ever seen the Caine Mutiny?
Yeah. Oh yeah. That's where the guy goes haywire and he's real paranoid and he thinks everybody's trying to stab him in the back and he's getting old and he's getting kind of like not with it anymore and so he thinks people are really trying to take advantage of him.
Yeah.
That's a fabulous show. That's who this guy is.
That's him.
Nice mustache.
That's him.
Attaboy.
You like the picture next to that one?
Who's this?
Tom Gavin.
Oh. Is this an infirmed young man?
we'll be right back.
Radio Gods.
I give up kids for the British show and tear.
Don and Mike.
This is not over yet.
Howard Stern. Don Mike. G. Gordon Liddy. And the Greaseman. We have a God complex.
We are God.
They are God. Don and Mike.
What's wrong with that, old man?
Oh, no, that's okay. That's all right. I just, there you go again. God, right out of the street.
It's kind of a play. You ever see the movie Malice with Alec Baldwin?
No. No, I haven't seen a flick in a long time.
Do you know who Alec Baldwin is?
No. Was that a good picture?
Oh, it was a great picture.
Was it one of the better pictures you saw?
Yes, it was. Let's play the game, buddy.
It's game time now on JFK with cash for you and me.
Oh, there.
It's time for Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Oh, my
I don't make pictures the way you do, Don.
Buddy, tell me about our two contestants, please.
This is Low Budget Jeopardy. Now entering the studio is a television historian in Manassas. From Manassas. Manassas, Virginia, that is. Let's say hi to DeWitt Bass.
Hello, LQ. Hey, hi, buddy.
A television historian. What kind of job is that, my friend?
I write books.
About television?
Yes, sir.
Are you aware that I have challenged the governor of Maine to a debate about the merits of television?
I am.
Why don't you write a book about it, then?
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. Consider it a done deal. And now entering the studio is a market research specialist in Upper Marlboro, Maryland. From Silver Spring, Maryland, let's say hi to Dan Haggerty.
Hi, Dan.
What's up, guys?
What's up, guy? Dan Haggerty. That's the Grizzly Adams guy, right?
That's right.
Yeah. He had terrible trouble, didn't he? Didn't he have a problem with narcotics?
You ever do drugs, buddy?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
My darker days. Yeah, we did a lot of hemp.
You smoked a lot of pot?
Hemp. That's what we called it. You know, we used to hang around with the big bands. The big bands, you know, all those guys, all the musicians, were always all hopped up.
Dorsey and those guys?
Yeah, not anymore, though. Not today. No.
Glenn Miller?
I found it straight and narrow. I'm doing okay now.
Duke Ellington big into hemp?
No, not at all. Not Duke Ellington. No, he wasn't that way at all. No, I think Krupa, though. He went a little crazy. We had some fun, you know. We get out there and we play Little Brown Jug, you know, that song, and then we just get all hopped up. And we were wild, man. I'll tell you, our hair would be all greasy. We used a lot of Greek in our hair in those days, and it would flip over into the front and hang in front of our faces, and we'd dance around and grab each other and stuff. It was amazing.
That's because the stuff you're smoking?
It was good old days. Yeah, it was crazy, baby. Crazy. Dig it, old daddy-o.
DeWitt? And Dan, don't forget.
Yeah, right here.
Answer in the form of a question. I live with my mom. I'm wearing a clip-on tie. My suit is by Mr. Guy. Call me Alex as we're playing the game that it's all cute on Chris Master. And always call him Buddy Spicoli.
Yeah, how you doing, man? Hey, listen up. That's my skull.
You ever see Fast Times at Ridgemont High?
No. Is that a good picture?
You just quoted a line from it.
I did?
Yeah.
That's what I used to do.
What?
That was the big thing. I'd take off one of my hard shoes with the other band guys, and I'd say, listen to my skull.
I'm so wasted?
Yeah, I wouldn't say that. We didn't use wasted. I don't know what you're talking about. Are you talking about another picture? Well, I haven't been to a picture in a long time. Last picture I saw was at a Maltese Falcon.
This is from Fast Times at Ridgemont.
Bogart. He's good actor.
Listen to this.
Listen up. That was my skull.
That's what I used to do.
I'm so wasted.
Here are the categories, guys, for low-budget Jeopardy, and they are... Dinosaur or Pauly Shore?
Oh, Dinosaur. She's not with us anymore. She was super.
Name that celebrity ailment or physical disability.
Oh, I could give a list to you.
Really tall women.
Oh, yeah.
The Simpsons.
Rosemary was tall. You know, people don't think she was tall. They thought she was short. She was tall. She was like an Amazon.
No.
Famous high school dropouts.
Yeah.
To you one more time, guys. Dinosaur or Pauly Shore?
All righty.
Name that celebrity ailment.
Yeah, I got a bunch of them.
Real tall women.
Yeah.
The Simpsons and famous high school dropouts. And see, which one of you guys were the TV guy? Was that you, DeWitt?
Yes, sir.
We'll start with you, my friend.
All righty. I'd like The Simpsons for one, please.
All right. The Fox show that debuted The Simpsons.
What is the Tracy Ullman show?
$1 good. For you. You're on the board and rolling, you author, you.
Simpsons for two, please.
Oh, sure. You're a TV guy. Town The Simpsons live in.
What is Springfield?
$2 yes. For you, DeWitt.
Simpsons for three.
He wrote the theme song to The Simpsons.
Ah, Jesus. Who is Matt Groening?
And no,
for God's sake, is it necessary to wit to use the Lord's name like that?
You got
to
put a dollar in my little blue box, my friend.
Sorry about that.
Damn, it's your chance to steal, son.
I'll go with, who is Sam Simon?
No, it's Danny Elfman.
And DeWitt, you're in control.
No. Okay, I'd like Dinosaur or Pauly Shore for one, please.
All right, very simple. The answer will be either Dinosaur or Pauly Shore. For one, Encino Man.
Who is Pauly Shore?
Oh, well, there you go.
$1 for you there, DeWitt.
Dino or Pauly for two, please.
Okay. Aaron Slick from Punkin' Creek.
Who is Dinosaur?
Yeah, that's the name of a movie that Dinosaur was in.
Yeah, good flick. All right, $2 for you, DeWitt. Select again. I like that.
Dinosaur or Pauly Shore for three, please.
Had crazy sex with Burt Reynolds.
Who is Dinosaur?
Ah, okay. All right. Damn, it's your chance to steal.
Who is Pauly Shore?
$3. Kind of my idea of a joke, yeah, that's right.
$3, you're on the board and running, Dan. Go ahead, select again.
All right, I'll take really tall women for one, please.
Okay, I'll tell you the name of a woman, and you tell me how tall she is. Okay.
All right.
For one, the lovely Gina Davis.
Ooh, what is 5'10"?
Hey, DeWitt, it's your chance to steal.
What is 5'11"?
Gina Davis tips the old measuring stick at 6 feet tall.
Oh, that's a lot of women. Hey, Dan, you're in control of the big old board again.
Okay, really tall women for two, please.
Beatrice Arthur.
Oh.
What is 5'9"?
DeWitt, your chance. If your chance, go ahead, DeWitt.
5'11". What is 5'11"?
No. You guys are all around at 5'10".
5'10". Crap. All woman.
No.
Was that you again, DeWitt?
No, sir.
Please don't say that C word. All right, Dan. Dan, select again, son.
Okay, I'll try closing that out. Really tall women for three, please.
No, you hate the C word.
I sure do. I hate the C word.
Julia Child.
Julia Child. What is 5'9"?
Oh, no.
She's built like a linebacker.
She's delightful. DeWitt, your chance to steal.
What is 6'2"?
Yeah, hey.
$3 for you. Way to go, DeWitt. You're back in control.
Hey, buddy, the score, please.
Yeah, we got DeWitt over here. DeWitt's base has $9. And Dan has just $3, Elf Lord Quizmaster.
Thank you, buddy.
You're welcome.
Go again, please.
Okay, I'd like celebrity ailments for one, please.
Oh, boy.
Okay, I'll tell you the celebrity, and you tell me his or her celebrity ailment or physical disability. For one, Mr. Rogers. You know, Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood.
What is Alzheimer's disease?
Hey. Dan, your chance to steal.
A little close to home, buddy.
Nah, knock it off.
What is gonorrhea?
No, that's the kind.
Couldn't be more wrong, I know.
That's terrible.
He's colorblind.
He's colorblind, what a shame. Hey, DeWitt, you're in control.
Celebrity ailments for two, please.
Peter Falk.
What is a lazy eye?
Damn, your chance to steal.
What is a glass eye?
There you go.
$2 for you, Dan. You're back in control of the board, Dan Hegarty.
All right, we'll close it out. Celebrity ailment for three, please.
Big difference between glass eye and lazy eye. Ask Aline Cunningham.
That's for sure. Oh, how's she?
Dudley Moore.
Dudley Moore.
Dudley Moore.
What is being short?
Hey, DeWitt, your chance to steal.
What is chronic alcoholism?
I know this
yes,
one.
Yes, bud.
He has a club foot.
That's right. What is club foot?
Big club on the end of his leg.
That's right.
All right, DeWitt, Dan, you're in control.
All right, why don't we go to high school dropouts for one, please?
All right, guys, the last category on the board. Guys.
What's up, guys?
Famous high school dropouts for one. She loves gypsies, tramps, and thieves.
Who is Stevie Nicks?
Hey, DeWitt, it's your chance to steal.
Who is Julie Andrews?
No.
No, she does love her gypsy tramps. You know, it's Cheryl.
Sure, I know who she is. Hey, Dan, you're in control.
Okay, name that high school dropout for two, please.
The devil made him do it.
Devil made him do it. What is that? I don't know.
DeWitt, your chance to steal again.
Who is Buddy Ebsen?
I guess you must be of our generation.
Yeah.
No, it's Flip Wilson.
Dan, you're in. Go ahead, Dan.
High school dropouts for three, please.
All right, the last question on the big old board. He's America's favorite psycho killer. He has a swastika on his forehead.
Who is Charlie Manson?
Yeah, that one he gets right.
$3 for you. That's the end of the first round. Hello, buddy. Jeopardy. Hello there.
And a good one it was. Bud Sorrell, the score as we go to final low-budget Jeopardy.
Okay there, Lord Quizmaster. DeWitt finishes with $9, and Dan finishes with $8. We got quite a close game going right now, which I think is kind of interesting.
Guys, anything can happen in the final round of low-budget Jeopardy. This is where we physically force you both to bet it all, so good luck. The category, the much-dreaded States and Capitals. States and Capitals. It's an indictment of our educational systems in general. Don't forget to answer the form of a question, fellas, and here's the answer. It's the capital of the great state of New Mexico. It's the capital of New Mexico. DeWitt, Dan, don't forget to answer the formal question, and good luck.
All contestants on Low Budget Jeopardy will receive Buddy Sherrill's Atomic Salve for mouth sores. You know, for years, I've suffered from painful mouth sores.
Oh, no, I had not been aware of that.
And now I don't have to. With my quick and effective Atomic Salve.
Have you talked to Matt Elliott?
It's made from all natural ingredients and goes on smooth and greasy. If you're fighting irritating mouth sores, then get my salve and say, so long, mouth sores. Now back to Final Little Jeopardy with Alex Trebek Geronimo. We say two, don't go away. He's got a good program. He doesn't work as blue as you do.
Where do we want to go first?
You want to go to Low Man on the Totem Pole? That's Dan Haggerty, Lord Quizmaster Geronimo.
Okay, hello, Dan. Is this Dan?
Dan? Dan Haggerty, the market research specialist in Upper Marlboro from Silver Spring, Maryland?
No, he's gone.
Oh, for God's sake.
He's out of there.
Oh, you what know, a shame.
Isn't that the second time that Dan has been disconnected? He disconnected himself right before we went on the air.
Is he some kind of spaz? I'm sorry. I'm falling right into your trap.
You're becoming a shock jerk, too. Hello, Dan.
Yeah, back.
Dan, it is the capital of New Mexico.
Okay, I said, what is Santa Fe?
Yes.
That doubles your score to $16 there, Danny boy.
Ooh. Okay, DeWitt, you can win if you've got the right answer.
What is Santa Fe?
There you go, guys.
And that means that DeWitt Base, you are our low-budget Jeopardy champion.
All right.
DeWitt.
Oh, listen to that enthusiasm.
All righty.
Unbridled.
Super.
DeWitt, you must be thrilled. Tell him about the wad of cash he's won, buddy, big enough to choke a horse.
Okay, DeWitt, you double your score to $18. We show him a $25 bonus for a grand total of $43 for you, DeWitt Base.
All right.
Yeah, way to go, son.
You must be thrilled. And Dan, parting is such sweet, sweet sorrow. Adieu. Don't go away mad. Just go away. Listen to these gifts that Bud Sorrell has for you. B.S.?
First of all there, Dan.
That's BS.
You've won a $25 gift certificate to Night Dreams.
All right.
Store for playful I'm not reading that.
What?
Oh, for God's sake.
Here, give it to me. I got to give him the plug.
Take care. You do your own dirty work, please.
There you go.
No, that's a pornography store, isn't it?
Oh, you get yourself some motion lotion.
Oh, for God's sake.
Get some of that body butter.
You're making me mad.
You've won a $25 gift certificate to Night Dreams, the store for playful adults at Tyson's Corner, Virginia, and Rockville, Maryland.
Here's something I can read for you. You've won an Excedrin tax relief kit.
Excedrin tax relief.
That's what I said. You want an Excedrin tax relief kit with a cassette of relaxing music, a Walkman, and a travel pillow, an eye mask. And you're now qualified to win a 7-night trip for two to Negril, Jamaica.
All right.
Jamaica.
Courtesy of Excedrin. But wait.
Excedrin, there's more.
You've won a package of the best New York style coaster dill pickles.
Hey, that used to be your wife's name on the Dick Van Dyke Show.
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir. Pickles. She's hot.
Do you like eating pickles?
I love eating pickles. There's nothing I like better than eating pickles. You ask me. They take it from me, Buddy Terrell, in a world. That's from DZ Pickles, available by mail order only. Call 1-800-742-5535.
I happen to know you love pickles so much you could eat them 24. You could eat pickles 24 hours a day, can't you?
I certainly could.
Hold on, we're still giving the promo for pickles here. This is Buddy Terrell saying I could eat pickles 24 hours a day. And place your order at 1-800-742-5535. Then be like me, Buddy Terrell, and eat pickles all the time.
But after you eat pickles, don't you get that sour taste in your mouth?
Always. Yes, sirree. Yeah, but that's okay, because I love eating pickles.
And after you eat pickles, don't you have to pick the seeds out of your teeth?
Yeah, occasionally I do, but that's what floss and toothpicks are for. And then I can rest. That's a good thing. So thanks for playing the game, fellas.
We could all been resting.
We could have all been resting.
Have a nice holiday to win. Thank you for listening, Dan. We appreciate it. Buddy, always great to see you.
Huh?
Buddy?
What?
Great to see you.
Oh, it's good to see you, too.
Oh, no.
It started again.
Well, the half hour's almost up. I'm, Dan.
Close.
That's as good as I'm going to do today.
And don't forget, the Low Budget Jeopardy is a production of...
Yeah, whatever you say, Coron
Incorporated.
Coron Incorporated, Don.
Distributed by.
And it's distributed by King World.
You got it, buddy.
I got one more thing to say.
Yes.
Bishop.
And he says it and he's gone. We'll be right back.
You realize this is being broadcast, don't you? Yeah.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Greatest guy in the world, except he's never on time for anything.
Hey, don't be mad, guys. I mean, nothing ever happens in the first half of a football game anyway, right?
We missed everything. We missed everything by at least 15 minutes.
Whew, I'm sorry.
And it's not that he's inconsiderate. For one thing, when he's late, he always buys the Heineken for us.
I'm sorry.
Which means he always buys the Heineken for us. And it's so predictable. I sometimes try to outsmart his lateness.
Really? The midnight movie starts at 11?
And he's lost, I don't know, how many girlfriends because of it?
I really liked him, but I was tired of celebrating Christmas on the 26th.
But he's so likable, so willing to be there for you. You know, late as that may be, that you love the guy anyway.
When you're with a friend as good as Tony, why not have a beer as good as Heineken?
Anyway, I wanted Tony to confirm for you how strong our friendship really is, but Tony's not here yet. Has anybody seen Tony?
Heineken, making friends since 1864. Imported from Holland by Heineken USA, White Plains, New York.
If you're really good at bad-mouthing people,
Washington's superstation.
Well, you can get a radio talk show.
WJFK.
Hey, last look at the Friday night fight of the lights. Good Friday, buddy. Hold on a second.
Hey, man, that's right. I said
good Friday.
Boss Radio.
Here is Sherry Licker. Hi, Sherry.
Hi, Don and Mike. This traffic report is brought to you by the most electronic banking system. Interloop of the Beltway slow now from before St. Barnabas Road to the Wilson Bridge. Then more delays from Telegraph Road to southbound 95. The outer loop slows at Telegraph Road over to the Wilson Bridge. Interloop is slow now after Central Avenue, northbound 270. Heavy from 124 out to 118. No cash, no checks. Now you can pay with your Most card at Exxon, Giant Food, Total Beverage, or wherever you see the green Most sign. Most, the future of money. I'm Sherry Licker, Metro Traffic Control for WJFK.
Don Geronimo and Michael Mayer.
Stretch.
WJFK.
Like a big old piece of chocolate pie a mile wide. The Don and Mike Show.
Oh, no. We ain't done yet. It's a holiday, sure. But we're here with the Toe Tap and Touch Tones.
Spurting out of your radio, making a noogie nice like little pickles swimming upstream.
Hey, how you doing, pickles? 24 hours a day.
We'll take call 100 right now. You get in the line to get on the air at 1-800-636-1067. Same phone number as it was yesterday. 1-800-636-1067. We'll take call 100. Now let's go to the news cubicle. And I don't believe I have said to you, Buzz. Good Friday.
Boss Radio.
Good Friday, everybody. God bless you. Hit me one time. Double shot of my baby's love. Hi. Here's Buzz.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
You snooze, you lose. Here's the news.
There are already seven Republicans running for president. Now there's a Democrat, too. President Clinton has taken the first official step toward a re-election campaign. Today, he filed papers with the Federal Election Commission declaring himself a candidate. The president and the first lady got some good news today from the IRS. They're eligible for a $14,000 refund on their 94 taxes, half of which they'll take this year. The rest will go toward their 95 tax bill. The Clintons had an adjusted gross income of nearly $264,000 last year. The president's also feeling better about his opposition to and his avoidance of the Vietnam War. He told CNN that he feels better now that Robert McNamara has admitted in a book that the war was, quote, terribly wrong. McNamara was Secretary of Defense when 58,000 Americans and 3 million Vietnamese died in that war. Bill Clinton's taken a lot of heat for his stand on the war, but now the White House says he feels vindicated. The president says McNamara's current position shows that those who opposed the war had good reasons for doing so. The O.J. Simpson prosecutors have ended the week trying to salvage the credibility of Dennis Fung. Fung has spent the past 5 days undergoing a brutal cross-examination by Simpson's attorneys. Using ridicule and sarcasm today, prosecutor Hank Goldberg asked Fung about some erasures on a crime report that the defense had used as evidence of doctoring. The erased item included Fung's initials. Goldberg asked if Fung would have initialed the document if he was changing it for sinister reasons. Fung said no. Pope John Paul's hip trouble had an effect on this Good Friday. The pontiff has made a tradition of carrying a cross through all 14 stations of the Way of the Cross procession. Today, he walked the entire way, but carried the cross through only 3 stations. John Paul has walked with a limp and has been using a cane since his hip replacement surgery last year. Now, in another break with tradition, women will, or did rather today, for the first time, take an active role in the procession. Jews around the world are celebrating Passover. Beginning at sundown, Israel has sealed its borders and deployed thousands of extra troops to try to head off bombing attacks. Some of the most dramatic moments in sports came this week in a darkened bowling alley. Details after the other sports news next. This Buzzcast brought to you by Citizens Bank. You're listening to the Don and Mike Show. In sports, Joe Smith says it's not the money. He says his family's not hurting, but he says it's time to give something back to his mother, who raised 7 kids. Maryland sophomore center, college basketball player of the year, says he's entering this summer's NBA draft. The strike's over, but 3-time Cy Young Award winner Greg Maddux of the Atlanta Braves will miss a week of spring training and his season-opening job as starter. He has chicken pox. Tomorrow's semifinal pairings are set at the Japan Open Tennis Tournament. Andre Agassi, the world's top-ranked player, will face Wayne Ferrara, and Michael Chang will play Jim Courier. Finally, normally, Matt Berlin of Oswego, New York, bowls around 200, but last night he threw 11 strikes in a row, just one strike shy of a perfect game. And then the lights went out. There was some kind of power failure, and for the better part of an hour, Matt paced back and forth, waiting for the lights to come on again, hoping he hadn't lost his momentum. The waiting got to be too much. The waiting is the hardest part. Besides, Matt had to get back home to prepare for a trip out of town, so...
You love Tom Petty, don't you?
I thought it worked.
Any chance to work a Tom Petty lyric?
Here comes another song title. So with a little help from his friends, Matt set up a half dozen or so flashlights.
You're a beatnik, Burbank.
He set them just so, picked up the ball, stepped into the lane, and released. When the ball left his hand, Matt says there was no doubt. It was another strike. He had just bowled a perfect game, scoring the final strike in near darkness. Seconds later, the lights came on again. For Matt Berlin of Oswego, New York, the power was out, but the force was with him. Have a great weekend. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Aw, thank you, Buzz.
No.
Mike, it's the Easter holiday. Please go spend time with your family.
All right, I will.
Stop entertaining. We gotta go.
Ya-da-da, ya-da-da,
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don, how's it going?
Fine. Who is this, please?
This is Jeff Shank.
Where are you from, Jeff Shank?
From Pennsylvania.
Shanks for the memories.
All right. Thank you.
The Shank Man. The Jolly Shank Man.
The Shanker.
Hey, listen to Mr. Shank.
Yes.
You like eating pickles?
Oh, I love them.
So is Buddy Sorrell.
He loves him.
You want a package of the best New York-style kosher dill pickles in the world from DZ Pickles. Available by mail order. Only call 800-742-5535 to place your order. You've also won an Excedrin tax relief kit with a cassette of relaxing music, a Walkman, a travel pillow, eye mask. You're now qualified for a seven-night trip for two to Negril, Jamaica, courtesy of Excedrin.
All right.
Is there a Mrs. Shank?
Just about.
Any little Shanks?
No, not yet.
Well, have a great weekend. My best to all the Shanks.
All right, thanks a lot.
Okay. On that happy note, we're out of here.
Yeah, say goodbye to the Shank brand.
Have a nice Easter. Have a nice Passover. We will see you Monday. Don't kill yourselves. Love you, Frida. Love you, Bart. There is Buzz Burbank. Thank you, Buzz.
Thank you, Don.
There is Sherry the group. Thank you, Cher.
Thank you, Don.
There's my entertaining friend. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, Don.
Diana?
Yeah.
Ready to throw that big old sombrero in the air?
Uh-huh.
Hey, any news on getting Clinton on this show?
No, not yet.
You're working under a deadline.
I'm aware.
Throw your hat in the air, girlfriend.
You might just make it after all.
Oh, my. Oh, wow.
You gotta hurt somebody throwing that hat. Have a great weekend. God bless you. We'll see you Monday.
So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Megan Stevens, don't be so tight. Give my daddy more money.
Delightful. Delightful. This is the best show we've ever done.
You are the best thing on the radio.
Don and Mike kick ass.
Please focus on the show.
Don and Mike, my brothers.
Still, a good time was had by all.
That's about as good as it gets. Well, so long and have a good night.
Adventures, adventures in Dickland.
Barney boy. There go two of the good ones.
You said it, Fred.
Don and Mike. Kick ass.
Don't.
We could go on for hours and mesmerize you. You've been a terrific audience. We hope you enjoyed yourselves. We're at that time where we have to go. Thank you for coming. Good night. God bless you.
No sports, no rock, no information for mindless chatter. We're your station.
Price, service, and selection. Country style.
Needs a good kick in the ass.
The Don and Mike Show.
Right on! So here he is with his big jukebox, the number one man of all the jocks. Hey, Mr. Record Man, what we mean
what
is turn up the sound on the record machine.
Yeah.
Roll back the rugs and stand up, folks. Here comes the man with the music and joke.
Yep.
He's gonna play the top 10 and the bottom 50.
Yeah.
You know his taste, it's oh so nifty. So let's start to swing.
Yep.
And let's start to sway.
Yeah.
Here comes the guy with some records to play.
What's up, guys?